This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. One person is dead and two others hurt after a shooting on Milwaukee's north side last night. Police say it happened at around 10 p.m. near 51st and Garfield. The person killed was a 44-year-old man. Two others, ages 28 and 24, were hit but should recover. Investigators are still searching for a shooter and are asking for tips from the public. There was a major FBI sweep in parts of Milwaukee early yesterday morning, and lots of fentanyl and other drugs were seized. It was called Operation Chalkline, and the FBI Milwaukee office says they were conducting a massive gang takedown that brought together 14 SWAT teams and dozens of law enforcement agencies from across the area. Agents arrested 22 people on federal charges and carried out 24 search warrants in Milwaukee and Racine. They say they seized a lot of cocaine, fentanyl, meth, marijuana, 23 guns, and several vehicles. Police say this kind of teamwork helps take dangerous drugs off Milwaukee streets. Big names are officially behind that Port Washington data center project, OpenAI and Oracle. The consortium will invest more than $15 billion to build an advanced AI hub in the city. A new statement says once it's all done, the site will support more than 1,000 full-time jobs, plus thousands during construction. Officials say it'll also bring a renewable power and infrastructure upgrades to the region. People living in the area this week showed up to a meeting about the project, raising concerns about power and water use. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. If you saw a lot of police and emergency crews around the airport last night, it was just a drill. The 128th Air Refueling Wing was running an active shooter exercise to test emergency response. People near the Mitchell Air National Guard base may have heard gunfire or saw extra activity around the base. County Executive David Crawley says it's all part of keeping personnel prepared for real emergencies. It's been about 30 years since Milwaukee kids trick-or-treated on Halloween. Ghouls and goblins in the city will head out Halloween night instead of Sunday afternoon this year, joining many other local communities. City leaders say the change better fits the spirit of the holiday, with Halloween trick-or-treat hours in the city of Milwaukee from 5:30 to 7:30 on October 31st. Some worry that nighttime celebrations bring new safety risks, especially with traffic and crime. Police say they're promising more patrols to help keep families safe while they're out trick-or-treating. And a celebration of life for Milwaukee civil rights leader Jerry Ann Hamilton will be held November 8th at Mount Olive Baptist Church. Hamilton, who died last week at the age of 90, was known for her fight against discrimination. She made history as one of the first women to lead the Milwaukee NAACP and pushed for accountability in law enforcement. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at waukradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Wattles.
The Bucks win the opener. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks with a 133-120 win over the Wizards in Milwaukee. Giannis scoring 37 points, the most in his career for the first game of the season. NFL, Packers defensive end Micah Parsons named NFC Defensive Player of the Week after three sacks Sunday against the Cardinals. This week, the Packers play the Steelers in Pittsburgh on Sunday Night Football. Jordan Love asked, when's the last time he heard from Aaron Rodgers?
No, we texted a couple weeks ago.
You did?
Yeah. Yeah, we shoot each other texts every now and then. You know, a lot of it is just saying good luck throughout the season. You know, A-Rod texted me and it's great to be able to hear from him.
Aaron Rodgers with reporters in Pittsburgh.
What are your emotions heading into Sunday?
Just excited about the game. It would feel different if it was going back to Green Bay. But I have a lot of love for the organization. But, you know, if we were playing Lambeau, that would be a little different feeling for sure.
That's Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com.